Next week, Ann Arbor City Council is expected to consider the first reading of ordinance amendments that, among other things, would limit the amount of tax increment financing revenue the Downtown Development Authority can collect. Council has twice postponed considering the issue because they wanted more information from the DDA, and Council got some answers at their work session. Councilmember Stephen Kunzelman says the TIF revenue the DDA collects could help other governments that are facing budget shortfalls. Kunzelman says he's also interested in the amount of money the DDA is spending from the parking fund on non-parking programs.
A large portion or percentage of the parking operation is going to non-parking endeavors, 17% to the city, and then additional percentages on that, funding AETA and other things of that nature. So I'm not so sure that that was the intent, to raise rates of parking to then fund non-parking operation type endeavors.
DDA officials, however, say programs like the Go Pass are increasing the use of alternative transit, reducing the need for additional downtown parking. DDA Executive Director Susan Pollet says while their tax increment financing revenue may be up, other government bodies are benefiting from downtown improvements as well.
Overall, the city, the county, the community college, the library, LDFA, Smart Zone, they're all seeing more dollars because overall the whole pot is actually getting bigger. We're not slicing the pot so that we're fighting with each other. In fact, we're all working together, and everybody is working together to make this downtown as successful as it is. But the whole tax base itself is increasing, which is terrific, as it should be.
Pollet says the ordinance amendments would also restrict some of the DDA's innovative programs, impose term limits on board members, and prohibit elected officials from serving as well. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.